you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to this Monday edition of Mark and Friends. My name's Tim Nelson. I'm Operations Manager for Great News Media. I'm coming to you today from our Springfield studio of WLUJ. Mark is working away behind the scenes on many projects, not the least of which is the relocation of our Urbana studio to Champaign to Marketplace Mall between Lynn's Crafters and Old Navy is where the new Great News Radio studios will be in Champaign. We're all excited about that. And when he comes back to the program, I'm sure he'll be talking more about that. Well, let's get started today with a scripture from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We'll get the music rolling on this fourth day of October. Here's the Triumphant Quartet.
Whoa, whoa. Is not my home. I'm a stranger in this life. I know I don't belong, so I have fixed my eyes on that heavenly prize. I'm going there where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be alright in the place that God's prepared. I'm going there. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. When the race is finally run, I will rest at Jesus' feet. When the Savior says, well done, what a sound that will be. Won't you come and go with me? I'm going there where the streets are made with gold, where the milk and honey flow. We'll never grow old in a land beyond compare. I'm going there where the Lamb will be the light. No more pain and no more night. It'll be all right in the place that God's prepared. I'm going there.
Whatever you're facing today, God knows. God not only knows, he's totally aware of the end result. He is with us before, during, and praise God after we go through it. King David penned these words after God gave him victory, deliverance, and rest from his enemies. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. If you're about to walk through new territory feeling unsure or unsettled, remember who goes before you and who will never leave your side. In chapter 40, verse 31, the prophet Isaiah says, "Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Maybe you feel like you're ready to give up because it seems like life is just too hard to handle. I get it. Those feelings are real. But would you let me remind you that God is right there with you, and He is once again waiting for you to ask for His help. Let this Monday and every day hereafter be a day we trust in God, walk in faith, and not let ourselves be steered full throttle down a path our feelings would want to take us. God will supply the peace we need not only to get through the hard times, but to be victorious in them. National Christian Choir on Mark and Friends here on this Monday with Tim Nelson. Recently, I was on with Joey Kroll on WLUJ in the morning to welcome in the first day of autumn, and we spoke a little bit about what's being featured on the front page of the October edition of the Prime Life Times, the Covered Bridge Festival.
Hey, happy fall, happy autumn.
To you too. This is my favorite time. So I grew up in Terre Haute, Indiana. So the fall got kicked off pretty much with the Covered Bridge Festival. That's a huge festival, and I know we're over here towards Springfield, so maybe that's, is that something you're familiar with?
No, not at all, but I do know Indiana has a lot of covered bridges.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a big thing. They have a festival? What do they do? Like drive their cars under the bridge every day?
Yeah, I think those bridges wouldn't be able to hold it, probably. But, you know, the festival is all throughout a bunch of towns just over the state line into Indiana, Park County, and counties over there. There's usually at least one of those big historic bridges in every one of those counties.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there's all these vendors with everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what
right.
it's about, Joey, just like the state fair we have here in Springfield.
That's right.
It's really about the food.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If I'm going to Indiana, I'm going to the Beef House in Covington.
Yes,
going to Indiana.
I'm with you there, too.
Anyways, well, welcome to autumn, to fall. And Tim Nelson joins us every Thursday at this time with what we call the Barnabas moment, in a time of encouragement from your heart and God's word.
Well, you know, if you're going through a struggle or hardship, wondering when and how will God show up today, be assured he will. His word promises when we cry out to him, he hears us and he will answer us. But he often answers us in a way entirely different from how we expect him to act. Isaiah 55 verse 8 says, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine." We just don't have the big picture view, right? We're not capable of comprehending it. That's what God sometimes says in his word. God's ways are kind of amazing. Wait. That's not what that scripture said. His ways are far beyond what we could ever dream up. Did you catch that? In the midst of what is weighing on you and possibly consuming far more time, energy, and mental strength than you can spare today, I hope you'll remember that as a committed follower of Jesus Christ, the same power that raised him from the dead lives in you and in me. God is with us. We are not alone, and he will never desert us in our time of need.
Amen. You know, I just think of that passage in Ephesians as you were sharing that, Tim. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I am so grateful that his ways are much, much, much higher than ours.
If you'd like to carry on the conversation with me, just drop me an email at tim@greatnewsmedia.org. Thank you for listening this morning.
I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
He plunged me to victory.
Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends on this fourth day of October. I'm Tim, in for Mark today. Well, God continues to teach me that my situation, whatever it may be, is not worth the worry. In fact, if I signed up for a class on this subject, I would desperately need to stay after school every day for weeks and possibly the whole semester. Here's Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That's what the Scripture says. If you're in that same boat of worry, prone to overthinking, there is help. Remember this, God is near to those who call on Him. That's Psalm 145, verse 18. If I need Him, there's absolutely no doubt God will hear me and be with me and guide me and protect me when I turn to Him. Maybe you've been struggling with this for what seems like forever. Could God be saying to you right now, today, enough, come and commit your way to me in all this. Follow close to me and I will give you peace in all of this that you're going through. Even though I'm not there yet, and trust me, I'm traveling a self-inflicted, long and winding road on this one. It seems God is getting me closer to the point of letting go and letting Him work in me and the situation at hand. He's letting me see how He can turn my panic into peace.
I'm alone, yet not alone. God's the light that will guide me home. With His love and tenderness, leading through the wilderness, and wherever I may roam, I'm alone, yet not alone. So mighty is His shield, for His love is now revealed. When my steps are lost and desperate for a guide, I can feel His touch, a soothing prayer. Bye.
Thank you for making listener-supported Christian radio possible right here on Mark and Friends and this great news media station. Because of that, folks like Jerry Gaston have written in to say, praise the Lord for his grace and mercy. Thank you for your uplifting radio station. Jerry, thank you for taking time to write us. Here's another note from Joellen Doran. She says, I'm a longtime listener and appreciate your station. I listen every day. You encourage, teach, and calm my soul with your programs and music. Your words keep me company as I go about my day. When I mow the lawn, you're in my headphones, crafting or putting a puzzle together, or cooking, you're on my radio. Recently, my sister was at my home for a visit, and after hearing your station, she got the Simple Radio app so she can listen at her home. Thank you, and God bless. And one more note from Rebecca Johnson. Rebecca says, thank you for the inspirational music you air on your station. In a world gone mad, I trust in God and His holy word. The music ministers to my soul and my heavy heart. Rebecca, thank you for taking a moment to drop us a line. And again, thank you to the monthly supporters of this station, making everything that goes on here possible. We so appreciate it. I'm Tim Nelson, in for Mark Burns today. Thank you for listening. As soon as Mark can come up for some air with working on all those behind-the-scenes projects, he'll be back here to tell you more about what exactly is going on. A lot of what he calls God sightings are happening, and I'm sure he can't wait to share more about that with you. I hope you have a great Monday, and you're encouraged throughout the day with the music and preaching and teaching and conversation you hear right here on this station.